This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko says Russian leader Vladimir Putin has agreed to provide protest-engulfed Belarus with security assistance if the country requests it. Lukashenko made the comment on Saturday evening, several hours after a phone call with Putin and after protesters again demanded that he resign after 26 years in power. Thousands of demonstrators rallied Saturday at the spot in the capital of Minsk, where a protester died this week in clashes with police. Some stripped off their shirts to display deep bruises they say came from being beaten by police. Others stacked flowers that rose to a height of 1.5 meters in the central square. The United States and Poland signed a recently negotiated enhanced defense cooperation agreement Saturday in Warsaw. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
An additional 1,000 troops into Poland on top of the 4,500 that are here presently.
At a joint news conference in Warsaw, Poland's foreign minister Jacek Czaputowicz said through an interpreter, as the U.S. draws down its forces in Germany, it makes sense to move some of those troops to Poland.
Because we are closer to the potential source of conflict.
The deal allows U.S. forces to access additional Polish military installations to enhance and modernize existing capabilities. Pompeo says while troop levels still matter, the world does move on.
Space, cyber, all the disinformation, we talked about this a great deal. These defense cooperation agreements we signed will give us the capacity to work on each of these problems.
The deal also sets out a formula for cost sharing. I'm Ben Thomas.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. A group of Iranian hardliners gathered outside the United Arab Emirates' embassy in Tehran Saturday to condemn the country's historic deal with Israel, normalizing diplomatic relations. They burnt Israeli and U.S. flags and chanted death to America and death to Israel, as well as pro-Palestinian slogans. Iran's powerful Revolutionary Guard vowed Saturday there would be dangerous consequences for the UAE after it announced the decision. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani also condemned the Emirati move, warning in a televised speech that the UAE had made, in his words, a huge mistake. The UAE is the first Gulf state and only the third Arab nation to establish normalized relations with Israel, which Iran regards as an arch enemy. The United States called on Saturday for a transparent and credible investigation into the massive port blast in Beirut that killed nearly 180 people. Adam Reed of Reuters reports.
David Hale is the U.S. Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs.
We can never go back to an era in which anything goes at the port or the borders of Lebanon. That had to contribute to this situation, and I think it's very important. Lebanese people will have to determine how best to do that.
The devastating explosion occurred on August 4th, and authorities say it was caused by more than 2,000 tons of ammonium nitrate, which had been unsafely stored at the port for 7 years.
Every sovereign state controls its ports and its borders thoroughly, and I imagine that all Lebanese would like to return to that era and not have the anything-goes atmosphere that we've seen in recent years.
Vast swathes of damage were inflicted throughout the city and have left 300,000 people homeless. Some 30 people remain missing.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. Much of the U.S. Southwest is sweltering under a heat wave, AP's Julie Walker reports.
With temperatures in the triple digits in California, the state ordered rolling blackouts Friday to make sure the power grid could handle it. The first time since 2001, and the National Weather Service's Mike Wofford in L.A. says the heat's not letting up.
Temperatures up to 105 to 110 degrees. And we're expecting that to continue, for the most part, at least through the middle of next week.
In Arizona, Phoenix at 117 degrees Friday, tying a record. At the National Weather Service office there, Bianca Feldkircher says the heat's not letting up either.
It starts to weaken a little bit by the end of next week and into next weekend. But even then, high temperatures still only drop to about 110.
I'm Julie Walker.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.